is part two. Simon says, make me a wig and sew me a waistcoat. Sally made him a wig and sewed him a waistcoat. In this picture, there's a goose sewing a waistcoat, which has flowers on it, and it's pink and purple. And then the wig...
What a queer pig.
The wig has very curly bangs and then, like, a plait or a braid with a bow in it at the... Okay. Aren't I gorgeous? Said Simon, admiring himself in the mirror. Not a bit, bully pig, said Sally. Half collapsing on the floor. Aww. He looks like, oh yeah, too sexy for my shit. Too sexy for my shit. So sexy. He looks like he lies like, oh yeah, I'm so
awesome. Okay, go on, read it.
And then Sally Goose is like, ugh, when will it stop? Simon says, knit me a hammock and swing me to bed. Sally knitted a knobbly hammock and swung him to sleep. I mean sleep. Hurry, said Sally when Simon began to snore. I'm off.
That's hooray, by the way.
That was hurry. But just as Sally shut the gate, Simon jumped up and said, Sally says, leave the garden and shut the gate. There, said Simon. You've left the garden and shut the gate. You've done what Sally says. You're not supposed to do that. You should be standing still. You're not Sally Goose, yelled Simon. I'm not playing, Sally yelled back. Not unless I have a go. With a large, Oh, all right then, said Simon with an awfully big growl. You can have a go, but only one or you'll be late for the fair. In this picture... And the other picture is, Simon is like, no, you're not supposed to do that. And Sally Goose is holding, a red barrow. What's it called? The thing on wheels that you stroll?
A wheelbarrow?
No,
A wagon?
Yes, a wagon. A red wagon with a big melon in it. A big yellow melon. And then the next picture is Sally Goose is near a wood stick, like a big wood stick, and she's like this. She's like pointing her finger at Simon, and Simon is crossing his arms like, fine. Sally Goose smiled. Fine. Well then, said Sally Goose. Simon says, give Sally and her melon a piggyback all the way to the fair. And make it quick. The first picture, Simon is holding the big melon on his back and he's like, ugh. And then the next picture, Sally Goose is on the melon and Simon Pig is holding the melon and Sally Goose, and he's like, I wish I didn't do this. And Simon did. Sally Goose was in first place, and then Simon's on the floor, like a quarter away from collapsing. He's like,
"Hey, but at least he's got a hammock."
The end.
Yay!
Well done, Gabby.
That concludes the recording of Simon Says, read to you by Gabriella Beltadelli,
featuring Ally Martins.
Me?
And
no.
Neil Stinkybin McCulloch.
No,
and Aaron Stinkybin McCulloch as well.
No.
Oh dear.
No.
Good night.
No.